And we are now joining the postgame show with Eagles head coach Mike Matheson. And coach, that's the kind of game takes a couple years off your life, probably back and forth. A lot of uncertainty for a while there, but you got it done. A really gritty performance to get the win.
Yeah, you know, that's what we anticipated coming in here tonight. We've had a couple battles against Stephen Argall already this season, and it was no different tonight, back and forth. And, you know, we didn't rebound the ball very well that first half. They were owning the boards. They were pushing us around a little bit, and we got in some foul trouble. It doesn't help help us out much, but you know, overall we made a couple adjustments at halftime and stayed pretty disciplined in the second half, and I think that showed, and that's what was big key in coming out with the win tonight.
Thought you rebounded well tonight. There were times on the offensive glass maybe the shot wasn't falling for you, but they always continued to go after it, stuck with it. You got a lot of extra opportunities because of that.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that we do preach quite a bit, is get in there and do yourself a favor, go get a quick one. Those are easy ones when you're crashing on the offensive board and you put yourself in a position underneath the hoop just to put it back up and get some easy layups under there. And you know, we have some length too. We have some decently tall girls and long arms, and so we tell them quite a bit to just give yourself the opportunity. Go in there, get your hands up, and try to get your hands on a ball.
You know, you've shot free throws well all year. However, in the first half tonight, and even portions of the second half, maybe not right away. So I'm sure you're thinking, oh, great, we shoot them well all year, and now we get to the tournament and start to struggle. But you did shoot them really well down the stretch. I think you hit like 8 in a row there to ice the game. So it's big time in section basketball like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just keeping your composure, staying focused, staying disciplined when you get to the line, because those are those easy plays, simple shots that we need to be getting and putting those in. And it was a little hairy there to get started, even to start that second half. But down the stretch when we needed them most, they went in for us. So we were pretty happy with that.
You know, a lot of good individual performances tonight as well, but the one I want to highlight was Lydia Risky coming off the bench. Big moment. Obviously, we've touched on your youth all year. A lot of younger players who maybe haven't played in this kind of a moment. She didn't play like she was, you know, an eighth grader and has never seen this kind of a game. I think it was 21 for her off the bench, and really was your spark plug there when you needed some offense.
Yeah, she's just continues to work so hard when she gets her opportunity, and she gets in there and she doesn't hesitate. She does not flinch. Doesn't matter if she's matched up against another eighth grader or a senior out there. She's taking the fight to them. And, you know, when she gets going and she gets in a rhythm and finds that bottom of the net, she's tough to guard. And, you know, with so many other scorers on the team too, it's just a tough matchup when we can put her in there as a four or down low as a post and have her pop out like that. It's a good option for us.
How about Leah Sunby? She didn't score the entire game up until she decided to knock down two threes in clutch time there. So that mindset too, even for a younger player to say, you know, I haven't scored, but I know I'm a good shooter, I can keep shooting. And then she knocks down two big ones like that.
Yeah, big shots. That you got that right. And you know, she's just the general out there. She just leads the team both on both sides of the court. She gets us in our offense and gets us set up and gets that ball moving. And yeah, you know, when she has her opportunity, she's gonna let that thing fly too. And yeah, two big shots there in the second half to keep the momentum in the lead.
You know, you got a chance because you were the second game tonight to watch Goodrich Regla a little bit, and I'm sure you've seen him or tape on him before in the regular season and whatnot. So what about them is going to be a challenge for you on Saturday? It's a quick turnaround to get ready for that game.
Yeah, it is a quick turnaround. You know, we're definitely excited for the opportunity. When we went up there, we lost Phil by, I think it was 4. And, you know, the biggest thing is going to be slowing them down. They like to get that rebound. They like to get running. And we got to make sure we know where Jacobson is at all night. She can get going. You know, it's not only on the defense or offensive end, it's on the defense. She gets her hands on balls and gets running, and she's quite the athlete. So we look forward to the matchup, and it's going to be a fun day on Saturday.
And then lastly, just because it happened late in the game there with Vonish, is everything good there? Because I'm sure you're going to hope that she's healthy for that one on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she deals with some cramping, you know, and she played a lot of minutes tonight and a lot of high intensity minutes. And so I just caught up to her. You know, she's going to be just fine. She rolled it out, had some drinks, and she'll be ready to go for Saturday.
Good deal. Thanks for the time. We'll see you on Saturday, Coach.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.